Yeah, that was a preemptive pew.
Do not attempt to adjust your programming.
See, it tells you not to adjust it.
You are now listening to
Pew Pew.
Movies and Beyond.
There's more pews.
Pew Pew.
Oops. Pew. And that's it. That's how you get this intro this week.
Perfect.
Nikki, just go wild. Just go wild. Pew, 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 pew. All the good stuff.
And explosions.
Everybody, welcome to B-Movies and Beyond. It is April 4th. What is April 4th, guys?
Peter's birthday.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. We're doing a special edition over here. You have the host with the most. I got to say that for the first time. Ryan. And then we have two special guests and no other hosts. Peter's on assignment. Evan is on hiatus. But we have our reigning guest, Nikki.
Hello.
She's morphed back from her banana form. And then we have Nate. He doesn't have a fruit form yet.
Not yet.
He's very good at being suplexed, though.
Slowly.
Slowly. Slow motion, iPhone camera style. Guys, welcome to the podcast. I forgot to ask you guys if you had a quick question, because that's one of our segments, but I am glad to have you guys on here. So think of something really quick before I get into the next one. I have music cues. That's really fun on here, too. So what do you think?
I already asked you my question, and it was, do you have a banana shirt? And you do now online on your store. Have a banana shirt. So, question, quick question answered.
You have a banana shirt. And the answer is in the notes. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, all right. Hey, we're doing this because Peter's a little busy as well. And we've been trying to get you guys on as guests for a long time. What has been the problem? Why haven't you guys been guests? What's going on in your life? It's like you're not busy or anything, right?
Well, we don't like you much, but we figured. Throw you a bone.
Thanks. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it. Well, I don't like you that much either.
Good.
And I really don't like you.
I know. It's such a bitch. I mean, I do work full time. And usually every Wednesday when you guys are recording. So that's the biggest thing.
You can't tell people we record on Wednesdays.
Every Friday when you guys are recording. Every Thursday night.
I think
everybody
knows we record Wednesdays.
Yeah. No one records the day they drop.
No.
Unless you are doing it live.
We are live right now.
We're live right now, I think. I don't know how that works, but what was the last one you were on? Was it COVID?
It was COVID. We were both on for COVID. Yep.
Do you remember the movie? Because I sure don't.
What did we review? I don't remember either.
Probably something with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think.
Was it a show?
No, I think we watched like old movies, older movies. I don't think it was new, but I remember, I don't think.
What was that really crappy movie with the chick from Fast and the Furious? Did we review that one?
We might have reviewed that one.
The one where she had the fake dick in it?
Yes.
Oh, what was that?
On Netflix.
I feel like
we And it was that. Just absurdly big.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. She chose like the biggest dildo. Because it's Michelle Rodriguez, I guess.
It was
super tough.
CGI, I think, wasn't it?
No, I saw this interview where she talks about how she chose a dildo.
It was a strap-on.
What? When did COVID start? Was it April?
It was March of 2020. It was like end of March, because the last time we went out was St. Patty's Day.
I'm not kidding. The episode was called... The more you know.
Nice.
In this stay-at-home episode, and this is 185, we're joined by Rebels Nikki and Nate to talk about the coronavirus and movies. So that episode was very situational. That was a real life, like, yeah, there's a big pandemic going on, but we should really get together and drink some beers and talk about some movies. What do you say?
The three of us were not scared.
No, and I never got it. But let's see, Altered Carbon... was talked about.
That was a good show.
1996 Space Jam. The movie you were referring to was The Assignment.
Yes.
And who the hell reviewed Mac and Me? That was you, wasn't it?
No.
Was it me?
Maybe it was me.
I think it was you.
Because I'd never seen it. And then I watched it.
That was our biggest motive at that point. Look how much we've grown. We've just tried to get you on the podcast to review Mac and Me.
Yep.
And now, like, we're doing... current reviews and shit like that. And then I think I did Dark Phoenix. Or maybe I did Space Jam. Mm. I don't know. Go listen. It's somewhere down the pipeline. But guys, welcome back.
Thank you.
We hung out again after lots of stuff happening. You guys are getting married.
Yep. We are getting married.
You guys are purchasing a home. Do you want to give everybody the address?
Purchased a home? No, I do not. I don't think anyone would come anyways. But
give us gifts.
Right. If you come, bring us gifts.
That's what I tell them on the podcast all the time.
Or cash.
And I've told them to give me cash, and I have received cash as well. That was a very interesting time in my life. And then, let's see, Peter had a child.
Congratulations, Peter. Congratulations, and happy birthday, yeah. And congrats, Danny.
That's a very long, slow clap.
Very nice.
I got to press other buttons. Yeah, this one.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Did you think of another quick question besides, do you have a banana shirt?
Nate, did you think of a quick question?
Let me ask you guys a question, actually, because this crossed my mind and we didn't talk about it after we left the movie theater on Friday. Unless I did and I forgot. Can vampires be vegan?
Well, is that blue blood?
That's what I was thinking. Right. Was that the narrative?
I think that's what that was.
Like, if you're a blood-sucking vampire, but you didn't want to be and you wanted to alter your lifestyle, how do you do that?
Blue blood.
Blue blood.
Well, in Twilight, the Cullens only fed off of...
like deer.
Deer and
animals.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
mountain lions and such.
Yep.
That's a really good...
They were, like, vegetarian... Vampires. Yeah. Not vegan. Vegetarian.
Right.
Man,
well, I guess no, you're not really Well, yeah, because you're not eating people.
And that's going to set up our future review. But you know what I forgot to do? Because see, Peter and I really just have this, but I got to do this.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
All right. The vegan vampire one was a precursor to the actual question. There's a lot of vampire movies out there. Who is your favorite on-screen vampire?
Like, of all time?
Of all time.
Does that half vampire count?
Yeah, because, I mean, at some point, they're all half vampires.
True.
Unless they're purebloods. Are you talking about Blade?
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, I knew you were going to say Blade.
Yeah, that's the best vampire, movie-wise.
I mean, I don't want to copy you and also say Blade.
I also thought the weird iteration of Dracula was good. He was like portrayed as a good guy. I don't remember who was in it, but it was like 2015 when it came out. And I think it's just called Dracula.
Peter would know that, yeah. But I don't. You know what I was thinking? The Lost Boys. Have you ever seen The Lost Boys?
Val Kilmer?
I've never seen it.
No, it was Keith or Sutherland.
Sorry.
Yeah. Val Kilmer was a vampire at one point, wasn't he?
Was he? I thought so.
I thought he was.
Maybe I'm wrong in that.
We have a lot. You guys have a computer. You can look it up. I give my guests computers. Peter doesn't. Peter might be a vampire.
Probably.
You said it's a 2015 movie?
Somewhere around there.
All right. Dracula Untold.
Yes.
And it was Dominic Cooper.
That sounds right.
I think I know who you're talking about.
The dude who plays Preacher or Tony Stark's dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was a good one. He was a good vampire. Like,
yeah, I thought it was good.
Okay. Those are characters, I guess, right? Who's a good actor vampire?
I liked Gary Oldman. Dracula movie. What am I thinking of? Bram Stoker's Dracula, isn't that it?
Interview with a Vampire?
No.
No, it's Bram Stoker's Vampire.
Bram Stoker's, yeah. I don't know how to use your thing. I'm just going to look it up on my own phone because I'm struggling with this right now. No, you know who I really like as far as vampires go is... what's his face? The guy, Jermaine. who is in...
We Are in the Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Is it What We Do in the Shadows?
I think it is What We Do in the Shadows, yes. Double check it.
That was a good series. The other guy, Brett, he's not in it, right?
No, it's just Jermaine. You don't really see Brett.
Where is
he? In anything. I don't know. And he was just as funny.
He was just as funny, if not, I think he was funnier.
Yeah, in Flight of the Conchords, they were hilarious. But Jermaine is like in a handful of things. Like, you always see him as little side characters, like,
he's
everywhere.
He's got that face, like, you could recognize him.
And that voice, too.
Britt can hide.
Yeah.
Is it Britt or Brett?
Brett.
Britt.
I think it's Brett.
It's Britt.
I don't think it matters.
That was an episode. Brett. Have you ever watched Flight of the Conchords? Why am I stuffy? Yeah. I took my... Maybe I'm a vampire. I don't know.
COVID?
Shit, it caught up.
Finally happened.
Finally. Like... Maybe 100 and, or not even 100, like 80 episodes later. And you know what? There was a time we didn't record episodes because someone was afraid of it.
Well, that's why we showed up.
I know. That's why you're good old faithful.
Good old faithful. Yes, that is my vote, is Jermaine, in what it is What We Do in the Shadows.
What we, you know.
Mm-hmm. Cracks me up.
And I heard this series is really good, too.
I have not watched this series, but I want to. I've seen the movie. I don't know what channel the series is on. Oh, I can watch on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. There you go.
Done.
I'm going to press some buttons over here. Again. See, I need a bigger one. Like, I just need all buttons.
Mm-hmm.
I would never record. I would just literally press everything. I think Peter would hate that, though.
Probably.
Probably be so annoyed.
But that's why it would be better.
You wouldn't talk. You would just have... It'd be like talking in memes back and forth.
How do I text you guys?
I mean, memes. I love talking in memes.
I love talking in memes. It's like this.
Why are you pulling me? I'm right. Yeah.
I feel like memes get my point across even more than my words actually would.
That's a very good point. That's why I do it. And sometimes...
Get a little picture with it.
I hate when I have to scale back on the amount of memes I'm sending to people. Because I feel like sometimes I'm just like over...
Just memes.
And like, this might be a real conversation I'm having with, like, hey guys, what are we doing for the sports show? And I'm sending memes of like Russell Wilson and Sierra and stuff. And they're like, that's not really relevant, Ryan. I'm like, it is relevant. They are the king and queen of Denver.
Are they now?
Yes.
Good old Sierra.
Yeah.
Has she done any music since?
Since COVID?
2005?
I think she has.
All I know is... One two-step. Everybody, one two-step.
Keep going. Keep going,
Nikki. I know. This is Sierra. That's the intro, and that's all I know.
Oh, no. Let's move on. You know what's crazy? Is we don't have enough followers. So how do you follow us?
Oh, my gosh. How do we follow you?
Nikki? Nate? How do you support us?
Go to their website at bmoviesandbeyond.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll just keep going. Follow us on the socials, Instagram, so at bmoviesbeyond, Twitter, bmoviesbeyond, Facebook, at bmoviesbeyond.
Everything's bmoviesbeyond. You can buy shirts.
You could buy a banana shirt.
You could buy a fucking banana shirt.
It's basically a Nikki shirt.
It's a Nikki. It was designed for Nikki. Which need a Nate shirt.
I need this banana shirt. I need you to order one.
ASAP.
AP.
You guys should buy it for her.
Hey.
She's getting married.
Would mine be getting married.
Steak shirt?
A steak? Maybe.
T-bone steak.
Delicious. You know what else is delicious? We're on YouTube, so you can see our faces.
Nice.
So smash that like button. Or flick it. I like saying flick it. Flick that button.
Works.
Flick it on. Keep it on. Get notifications. So you can watch our shit right away. And then move on with your life. Know that you had the best review and the best shit talking. And we don't like Will Smith, but we love Nick Cage. Yeah. And
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. He hasn't done anything good. Oh, he's doing that Super Pets movie. Oh, and that's how you support us.
Hey. I'll like you guys on my Facebook page.
Hey, you guys. That's a good one. Support was probably about 15 minutes in. And let's see. Oh, are you guys ready for it?
So ready.
Already. Oh, it's quiet. Sorry. reviews. Are you guys excited?
Reviews.
Pew, 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 pew. That's where we should do pew, pew, pews.
Pew, pew, review. Pew, 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 review.
Pew, 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 review. Coining that shit right now.
You are pew, welcome.
Pew, pew, review.
I would like...
That should just be its own podcast.
I would like about 50 cents every time you say it.
Well, that is now gone. That is now dead.
And some royalties.
Thanks for that one, Nikki.
All right, I'll let you use it for free for a while.
Okay, that's cool. What do you guys want to start with? Because this is how we're going to do this episode. We are going to all talk about the same movie instead of our own individual reviews. So what's happening is we all went to go see Morbius together. However, there's another movie, The Project Adam. Is it Project Adam or Adam Project?
Adam.
The Adam Project.
Adam's Project. And then...
just one Adam.
Just one?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think there was two of them in there.
I don't know. Technically.
And then what else? Oh, we got to catch up and see your thoughts on the Batman, Nate. I think you've had enough time to marinate with this.
Yeah.
He has so many thoughts.
Marinate and or forget.
Both.
So let's go with it. What do you guys want to start with?
Let's start with the Adam Project.
The Adam Project. So, guys, we've reviewed the Adam Project.
Oh, you have? Oh, shoot.
Well, I have done it myself.
Done something else.
No. I want to hear your thoughts on it because we all have. Okay, I did it first, and I love the movie. I thought it was great. Peter watched it, and believe it or not, Peter liked it as well. It's a time travel movie, So we had a whole episode talking about time travel, and he thinks this is another good way to explain time travel.
Yeah,
it doesn't have any weird, shitty loopholes.
Right.
So.
It's just one timeline, right?
Is it?
I thought so, because then if you do shit in the past, it erases the future.
I'm asking you, dude.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, I think so, because they killed her, and then she died.
Right. And that's it.
So they weren't... Based off what you're telling me, they made like 2 hours worth of... They killed her, and...
She died.
And she died.
That's it. That's the movie.
Dude... Ryan Reynolds is a genius. give me the plot for this movie. They killed her and she died.
Yeah. Whoa. They killed the bad guy. They shot the bad guy. She died.
Dude, that's a good point
on
this
one. Technically, she shot herself, so.
So true. She sure did. She did not take in count and effect the magnetism. Right. Fucking idiot. She's supposed to be like a scientist too.
Right.
Dumbass.
There's two Adams in this movie.
Three.
There's three Adams in this movie. Yep. Who?
Little Adam, like 8-year-old Adam, 12-year-old Adam, and then adult Adam.
So they should have called it. Oh, I just bit my tongue.
That's the worst.
Oh, I hate it.
You're gonna keep biting it too.
I know. And then all night I'm gonna be like throwing on my words and stuff. Great.
Somebody's drunk.
Oh man, I hate it when I'm drunk. It's on here.
No, I really liked that.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
We really liked that movie. I wanted to watch it the other night, and we watch whatever I want to watch, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happy life, happy wife. Happy wife, happy life.
My wife.
When you get married, I just want you to say that all the time.
My wife.
My wife.
Side note, for all the Marvel people out there, we're having a comic book theme wedding.
Fuck yeah.
So it's going to be amazing. My flowers are... Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes. All of the bouquets and the boutonnieres are going to be folded origami flowers made out of comic books that my mom is making because she's extremely talented.
Your mom is super talented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your mom was able to capitalize on the bronies, she would be a multimillionaire.
Oh, my. Holy
I know.
Shit.
We're trying to get a business started for her. Next time we're on, we'll...
If she made...
We'll get her business
furries,
put on here.
Furry suits?
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. She'd be a millionaire.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they would share the money with us. So then we could do whatever we
want.
Exactly.
We'll sell them. She'll make them.
Perfect.
She'll be in the little sweatshop.
But yeah. And the little sweatshop, babe. Come on.
Could you imagine the email? Could you ask the client if they want the light pink fur or the dark pink fur? Or if you want it to blend?
Can you ask the client if they really need 12 inches cut out around their crotch? They probably only need 3.
Let's be honest here. Yeah, they only need 3.
Definitely.
Why does this one have so many holes in it?
Don't ask, Mom. Just don't ask. Just make.
Just make. It's fine. Just make.
It's fine.
And these little rubber sleeves things, we put those in later. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we're having a comic book wedding. And all the... Ryan is my bridesman because I've known him for longer than anyone else ever. So cheers, Ryan.
Cheers. Going to math class.
Cheers. Going to math class.
Thank
you. But yeah, he... What was your... What did you get? What cufflinks did you get after all that?
The best ones. Spawn. Yes.
Nice.
You're the only one who said Spawn. So Ryan has Spawn cufflinks for our wedding.
You should have gotten Joker cufflinks because then it would have gone with your suit.
I didn't know I was getting that color scheme.
True.
But I mean, if you would switch them, I wouldn't be mad.
We'll think about it. But anyway, so back to the Adam Project. It was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was a good, serious Ryan Reynolds movies. Like he
serious,
had,
not serious.
Right. He had his little jokes in there, but it was a serious movie.
He, this movie really tugged on your heartstrings a little bit. Not a little bit. Sure. Like every other scene, like he always had, he had this way of being inspirational to a younger version of himself or his mom or
his mom,
the bullies or like even his dad. Like I remember him picking on the bullies and he's like about to beat him up and he's like, no, you just be better and or something like that. And he taught younger self to like go stand up for them. And I mean, what a cool opportunity to go back in time and like tell yourself, dude, hey, you kind of fucked up there. Like go beat him up so you learn a lesson.
Right. You know? Yeah. Like the part that really got me was the part with the mom where he sees her at the bar and he's just like, aren't you grieving too? Like he realizes as an adult, like as a child, obviously you just think, oh my God, my dad died and you'd be devastated, especially at that age. But then you never would think like, because I'm sure she did as any mom probably would put on a brave face and would just be happy in front of your child. And your child would never know what you're going through, that you lost the father to your child, the love of your life, you know, your husband, so many things, you know, your provider, provincial. I mean, she had a job, but you know what I mean? A lot of things. So that part probably got me
her incredible the most Hulk.
Where she was like, where he was like, you should give her a hug. Like, and then at the end he did, I was like, yeah, oh,
I don't
that
get
gets
how
me.
The Hulk died. I thought he had a healing factor.
I was really mad. I was like, please just tell him, fuck this timeline. Please just like whisper it. Like, just don't go to work that day.
Yeah,
give him
like a Back to the Future note in his pocket.
Right? Yes. And then he can wear the bullet or just, you know.
All good points. Honestly.
I get why they didn't, but in my heart, I really wanted that.
It's because Ryan Reynolds was able to stretch out. They killed her and she died. That's how he did it.
There you go.
That man's brilliant. Brilliant. The space, the time travel, the ships, the CGI. Guys, this was a Netflix movie.
It was really well done.
This could have went to a movie theater.
Yep.
Oh, I would have seen that in the theater.
I would have seen this in a movie theater. Mm-hmm. And isn't that disappointing? There's some stuff on Netflix where you're like, I would have enjoyed the shit out of that in a movie theater.
Yep.
And then there's some stuff in movie theaters where you're like, that could have been a miniseries.
Yep. Wish I didn't pay $15 to go see this.
And $35 for a beer.
Mm. Yes. Exactly. I just spent $50 in the movie theater for trash.
$50?
Well, you get popcorn, you get a beer, you get the ticket.
That's $50. That's like $75 now.
Right? Yeah, you're right. I'm underestimating here.
The first time I went to go see Spider-Man, I was like, I'm going to take my niece and nephew, and then niece and nephew turned into two other kids, and then it turned into two other adults, and then like another adult. It was like $300 to go see Spider-Man.
I bet it was.
It was stupid expensive.
Well, just the only way to see more, business. The tickets just for us three were $54.
I never paid you for that.
You got us beers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's even.
Oh, so see, even that's Stevens. How the movie theaters do it. Like, hey, I got your ticket. I got you a beer. Hey, let's go to Dave and Buster's. Hey, I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. There. Then it balances out in a way, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those equal kind of things.
I feel like we never expect money from each other either as a friend group. We're always just like, beers?
That's why I love you guys.
As it should be.
That's how it should be. When as you have those friends be. Who... Or like itemizing shit. You're like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Right.
Spoil the shit out of this movie. We've reviewed this multiple times. Like, if you want to let anything go, just...
So, did you catch the One, I liked how there was a lot of Marvel MCU characters in this. Mm.
The Hulk. Elektra.
Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool. Obviously. So.
Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern.
That's DC.
Oh, shoot.
And I think, who did I say? Elektra. Elektra's technically not MCU. She's Ben Affleck's ECU. She's
Marvel, but yeah, not MCU. She's Sony?
I think that was Universal. I don't know why I said it so close on the mic.
Universal.
Fox, maybe?
But I liked that. We caught the little Easter egg. Did you catch it? It's at the very end when they're all playing catch and they have to get into the box of toys that's outside. And you just see a glimpse of it. It's real quick of him opening it up. And I told Nate, I was like, stop, rewind. That was 100% Deadpool and Hulk stickers on the toy box outside.
Took us like four tries.
It took us four tries to get us like paused. But yeah, there's a Deadpool and a Hulk and they're like right next to each other on that toy box where they lift up to get the gloves and the ball out.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Easter egg.
You're welcome.
I like that.
I got my little peepers on.
See, that's why you're having a comic book wedding.
Exactly.
Because you can pinpoint stuff like that. Let's see. I mean, fantastic cast. So you guys know what's happening out of this, right?
No.
Sean Levy is the director of this, and he is now set to...
Yes, I do know this. No, I don't. But tell me, but I do, and I, in my back of my mind. I read it, but it didn't stick.
What?
I know Sean Levy, he's the director of something else.
So he has directed such great films as Night at the Museum.
Yes, because I looked him up, and I was telling you that night.
But. Just in Time, Big Fat Liar, Just Married, Cheaper by the Dozen, The Pink Panther, the sequel to The Night at the Museum, Date Night, Real Steel, The Internship. Basically, a lot of Ryan Reynolds movies. So what is Ryan Reynolds doing next?
Another Deadpool, isn't he? Deadpool 3, yeah. It's Sean... Yes,
Sean
okay.
Levy is the director of Deadpool 3,
I was
going to
say Deadpool 3,
yes.
And then I didn't want to sound dumb. But I sounded dumb anyways, with all my retractions. So.
You broke the news about Jim Carrey, which may or may not be true. I don't know.
It is true.
I haven't had a chance to fact check you.
I'll find you the link and send it to you.
But, so yeah, he's done... And I mean, he could bring in some big name actors for Deadpool 3. Like, he's worked with Vince Vaughn. He's worked with Owen Wilson.
Look who we brought in for Deadpool 2. He got fucking... Brad Pitt to be in it for all of
2 seconds.
Who was Deadpool 2's director? Do you remember?
No idea.
I'll look it up. You guys,
I can look real quick, but
Deadpool. Oh, here it is.
Who's gonna be
David
Deadpool
Leitch?
3?
David Leitch is.
Is Colossus gonna be in there?
But yeah, who did he have? He had. I mean, speaking of Skarsgård, Bill Skarsgård was in Deadpool 2. Brad Pitt was in Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2's director was John Wick, Atomic Blonde. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. Nobody in that Bullet Train movie, which we forgot to talk about.
Bullet Train?
That trailer.
With Brad Pitt.
It kind of reminded me of Murder on the Orient Express, except action and not mystery.
It also reminded me of Kill Bill.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's very Kill Bill-ish. So, Deadpool 3, I'm a little weary about Deadpool because... Disney owns it, and they took blood out of certain TV shows, but they brought it back in.
Right.
They're bringing in Netflix rated R content. Like, in Deadpool, I want my Deadpool to be Deadpool. I want him to...
It's got
to
be R. Got to be bloody.
Got to have the cursing and the jokes and the dirty and
I
the
just
inappropriateness.
Need NC-17-ass Deadpool.
Yeah, I don't know.
See how that button works?
Every time.
Fucking thing sucks!
Yeah. Yeah, I like in that clip. Yeah.
I mean, see, that's why I hope that with this whole Disney Plus thing, I think they need to make like a Disney adult or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? That you can go into like a different page.
Yeah.
Just turn the plus a little bit sideways and make it
an X.
And then X.
Yes.
X.
Yes.
Just Disney porn.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure it's out there.
I mean, then all the bronies would complain that their content's not on there, and then we're talking about brony and Disney porn.
I mean, here's the thing. Disney owns everything, right? And they are kind of evil. I mean,
Wasn't Walt Disney a Nazi?
Like, there's a lot of bad things associated with Disney. Jews. Yeah, so it's.
I mean, Family Guy.
Nothing new-ish.
Woke him up from stasis, and he's like, "Are the Jews dead?" And then, nope, put me back.
Yeah, I thought that like, was Stalin, or was that Walt Disney?
That was Disney.
South Park made like the Jonas Brothers all like brainwashed and everything, and Mickey was fucking crazy and evil. That
so messed up with the girls. My Chinese tingling. Fucking
South Park. But yeah, that's just I do think if Disney was smart and they really want to make money, they would have like don't call it Disney. Call it something else.
Like Miramax.
Is that Disney owned? So Disney. What does Disney not own? I should ask. Exactly. That's probably a shorter list.
Well, Miramax is gone, but because of Weinstein. But I don't know what they own as a... No, seriously. Like, it was... I think they owned Buena Vista, which was a little bit more of their adult content, but still Disney. And then they own Miramax. I don't know if they are going to revive Miramax, but you're right. They should bring something back along those lines. Right now, it looks like Disney... Oh, my gosh. Just Disney Channel, ESPN, Freeform, FX, Nat Geo, titties.
Hulu, don't they? Yeah.
Hulu.
Because you can get that package of like Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN.
Yep. All the same thing.
I heard they're trying to buy Sony as well, by the way.
Wow. Of course.
Marvel.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
ESPN. Star Wars.
I mean,
Mouses.
They own a lot of the good things. So I just think if they were smart, ABC, they would.
Muppets.
Yeah.
They would have some sort of branch that.
They wouldn't it's take out the gore.
Disney affiliated, right? But it's not Disney.
I got it.
Put it on Disney Plus, but you could go watch it.
They need to.
Like on Hulu.
They need.
They already fucking have it. They have Hulu.
Yeah.
Well, that's where Deadpool is.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So
then they shouldn't fuck it up.
So put Deadpool on Hulu exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. I like your style. Yeah. They should buy Troma.
The fuck's Troma?
Toxic Avenger, the entire trauma universe.
Were you there when we saw that play?
Yeah, remember it was a day I was about to get churro?
No, I don't remember that part, but I just remember being there and it was super fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a
except
fun play.
For halftime, I was scrolling to see if my dog was picked up by someone else. It was when I was first getting him, and Justin was like, dude.
So we went that many years ago?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He was like, dude, it's like 11 o'clock at night. They're not going to refresh our website right now.
Also,
like,
no one's going to pick up the dog. It's closed.
No.
I know.
But I was
churro.
He's six. I got him 5 years ago. Mm. That was 5 years ago. That was in 2017.
It's crazy.
Right?
Sure.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a few seltzers deep, so it only takes me a few.
That's perfect. We got another review. Let's see this one. We're going to let you lead on this one. And you know what, dude? At this point, we've talked about this enough. Spoil the shit out of it.
Okay.
The Batman.
Let's talk about his shoes.
They're not Nikes.
They're big old combat boots.
So heavy. Very heavy to walk right. in.
So while it was cool in the movie that, you know, you didn't see him at all. It's all dark and shit. And he's like, you hear him all clomping around, getting closer and closer. Ooh, scary Batman. That was cool. But Batman is a ninja.
Batman's a ninja. I can confirm.
Right. Batman's a ninja. He's wearing big ass, loud combat boots, armor that he's just walking through bullets, like not even like being dodgy and stealthy. He's literally just this big old tank walking into machine gun fire, taking out bad guys. So that, I mean, while it looked cool, I see why they did it. But that's not Batman.
When did Batman and the Ninja Turtles become bulletproof?
Exactly. It's not
and bomb-proof.
Yeah, bomb-proof. Yep.
That's my biggest problem with this is there's so many good explosions in this movie, mm-hmm. and nobody gets exploded.
Right.
Like, you'll see them the next scene, and they're totally fine. Even Smeagol. Like, he's just, like, in the hospital bed, like, oh, man, that was kind of rough, but you're an asshole, Bruce Wayne.
I just think that was weird that he woke up and he was so angry with him. I was like, my God, he just almost died.
Yeah.
That'd be like,
where am I?
I'm mad at you. Nate for not doing the dishes or something. And then he wakes up out of a coma. I'm like, hey, you didn't wash your fucking dish.
Dude.
The fuck?
That Totino's pizza, you didn't put the wrapper in the trash.
Exactly.
Nurse, give him a
take away his morphine drip and give him a suppository. Go fuck him.
I wish doctors could say that. We're going to fuck you real quick with this.
What's the suppository for? Nothing.
Your wife requested it.
She's a nurse, so we believe her.
Okay, so Batman has combat boots. Yep. And he's clunking around. You don't think he just got off his motorcycle? Like, when you ride your motorcycle, you don't wear giant-ass combat boots?
Not usually.
No? I agree with you. It's to the left. There's two of them. The second one's nicer. that was a... She didn't give us the motion. Right. This is, I need to be motion. Oh, yeah.
You told me that the first time.
Yeah, this is a...
Right.
Rolling down the river.
Like... The urine?
The urine.
Okay.
The yellow shower. So.
Right.
So,
yeah, that was
I like this movie.
I liked it, but there were definitely huge things that irked me. Like, the biggest one, he never beat the Riddler. Not even once. The Riddler won every time. The Riddler let himself get caught. The Riddler blew up Gotham. Batman was just on cleanup after every riddle. He didn't solve any of them.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up because
right?
He would just show up on scene and they're like, by the way, this is for you. Even yeah. though by that time the Riddler was like, done.
Exactly.
All these people are dead, but here's your envelope.
Yep. Exactly.
That's like that's like Peter when the other day he gave me a card and I was like, what's this for? And he goes, it's for the gift. I was like, that was like 3 weeks ago, dude. He's like, I know I'm late. I'm sorry. I was like, dude, you don't have to be sorry. But that reminds me of that. Like the Riddler gave Batman and Gotham City a gift and Batman got the card late.
Yep. Every time.
He solved the riddles.
Too late. Yeah. Like I thought this Batman was going to be more like, towards the detective side of Batman, and it really wasn't. He didn't solve anything. He was still his broody, beat-em-up type Batman that it's always been for the past 20 years, 30 years.
This Batman is a narcissist. Mm. He manipulated Catwoman to go do his dirty work.
Right, right.
That's
Batman style.
That's detective work.
True.
Yeah, I mean, he manipulated the cops to do... bit my tongue again.
I told you it was going to happen.
Just gonna keep on.
Should just chop it off. God, that would suck. I would never do podcasts again.
You would never podcast again.
I'd be like...
Sign language.
You just have to have a lot more memes.
Oh, sound yeah. Memes. If I could just talk just all the yeah. memes, that'd be the best.
Or you'd be like Stephen Hawking. Just have a robot voice. Just be typing. You'd get really good at typing.
So fast. I would keep the clicker up to date. Nate's saying he's not a good detective.
So, okay. I missed some of that. Sorry. I really had to pee.
I
know your thoughts, though, on it. So my thoughts at first, I didn't love Robert Pattinson, but I marinated in it. I thought about it. I kind of read some other things online.
Nikki marinated in Robert Pattinson.
Inside.
Mormon?
Speaking of vampires, the Cullen's dad, he was my favorite out of all the Cullens. So.
I just got that.
Carlisle Cullen was my favorite vampire. I change all that. Huh. The dad, sexiest vampire.
Gross. Ever.
He
looks like a...
He looks terrible in that movie, but in real life, Peter, whatever his name is, the actor, he's a very attractive man.
He looks like he would be Christian Bale's brother.
Sure. I could see that.
Yeah. Like blonde hair. Like he'd be Bruce Wayne's like long lost brother.
Nice.
In the Dark Knight series. Not this series.
Right, right.
Nice.
They should have just made him the dad in this one.
Well, he dies.
Yeah. There was flashbacks.
I guess.
That's all Batman's dad is.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just flashbacks.
So, I agree.
Except for that one universe.
That he didn't figure anything out.
Yeah.
Because even at the end when he's talking to the Riddler himself. He's like standing back in the shadows thinking he's talking.
Brooding.
About.
Brooding.
Bruce Wayne, that he is Bruce Wayne. He thinks he has it all figured out, that he's like, oh, I like, yeah, basically saying, like, you know, yep. I know you're Bruce Wayne. And then he's just like, yeah, you know, we're against him. And just the fact that I'm like, you still don't fucking know. You still have not figured this shit out. Like, yeah. I didn't.
That was bad too.
So I agree. And then Nate, I don't know if you touched on this, but how the Riddler got caught just because he wanted to get caught.
Yep. So by the police. Batman didn't even catch him.
He didn't even catch him. And he got caught because he wanted to get caught.
Yep.
Everything was flooded. All the people that were killed, aside from Bruce Wayne, because Batman is Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Like, he didn't do anything. He won.
He was just on cleanup crew.
Yeah, basically. The whole time. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't hate as much Robert Pattinson's performance. I think he was a little emo-ish. Very emo. Think a lot of that was the styling. His hair constantly forward. All the makeup dripping off him. Like,
it was very Bully Maguire.
It was very fucking...
There you go.
Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy. All I thought of was Fallout Boy when I saw it.
Yeah,
like,
Fallout Boy?
Yeah,
Pete Wentz, Fallout Boy, or fucking Good Charlotte, or any of those emo bands that I was so into.
This Bruce Wayne was very AFI, okay?
AFI, even better. Extremely. You are right. That is
spot on.
He is in his Batman costume.
I stand corrected.
Going, follows.
I stand corrected.
In his Batman cowl, he's got the song going.
Just Girls Not Gray.
Just on repeat.
That's Churro's favorite song.
So, well, obviously, Churro's.
He's shit. Yeah. He's got a bank.
But yeah, so I didn't like that. And I didn't like how he was dumb. But there was a lot of other things I disliked a lot more than just Robert Pattinson. I feel like he was fine.
Colin Farrell was a great penguin.
Colin Farrell loved him as Penguin. Because that man is sexy
I like
as
how
fuck.
They tied him up.
And he does
like
not look
penguin,
like it. And
like
yeah.
A little throw to him.
And I like how he shouted at them that they didn't know Spanish.
Yep.
That
yep.
shit made me laugh. Like, there was a lot of things. And that whole scene, we saw that, like, I'm sure you saw this somewhere, that whole car chase scene explosion was all done in live, real time, like,
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Zero CGI. That's cool. So, I loved Catwoman.
She was good.
She was good. I liked her story arc.
You didn't like her, though.
I loved her.
Oh, I thought you said she looked like a teenage boy.
No, that was the other co-host of this podcast.
Oh, no, that was Peter.
Yeah, that was Peter.
Okay.
Do you remember the battle between Zendaya and Zoe? I got Zoe's side.
Okay.
Because then Zendaya looks like a little kid.
Right.
She looks like she would hang out with bronies. While Zoe looks like she would take care of the bronies.
I think they're both beautiful. But either way,
one
I
looks like
her.
A child, though, right?
I don't think Zendaya looks like a child.
Really?
Really? Yeah, no, I don't.
I should have saved that as a clip. Yeah,
definitely.
I like that one. We're going to record that later.
No, but I really liked her.
She was sexy.
She was sexy as fuck.
Yeah.
She can come into our bedroom, into our marital bed, babe. I'll allow it. But
she can come... onto this podcast. Just me and her.
Just you two.
Just us two.
I fucking hated the Riddler so much.
Why?
His leather mask.
I hate the Riddler.
I mean, yeah, he's got his green mask, but he's never trying to hide his identity. I mean, he's just the Riddler. You know what
I mean?
Like,
Riddler.
The leather mask was weird.
Every Riddler I've ever known, when you look back at the comics, when you look back at the Adam West, at the Jim Carrey, at the Gotham, all those are all great Riddlers. This one, what the fuck happened?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
He's supposed to be kind of like the Joker, where he's like evil and quirky, and this one just wasn't quirky at all.
He was just like a mad troll online.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like a really smart troll that was just fucking around online, getting people to do shit. Yeah. He was doing stuff. Covering up his identity, like, on the dark web shit. I'm like, this is fucking dumb. This is dumb. I hate this. This is not the Riddler.
All the Riddlers, he's the worst.
He's the worst.
Jim Carrey's the best. The Gotham one is the second best.
Agreed. Agreed.
And then he's the worst.
The Gotham one is the kid from Accepted who blows up things with his mind, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
And this Riddler is the kid in The Girl Next Door who has a big dick.
Yep. Yep.
Why are they finding these weird, obscure kids to play the Riddler? Why can't the Riddler just be a handsome dude wearing a green suit and a top hat?
I think Jim Carrey's sexy, and I think the guy who played in Gotham, I told you, I was like, right. I think he's actually really fucking handsome.
I know who Nikki's favorite Riddler would be. Andy Samberg.
Fuck yeah, oh, yeah. It would be.
He actually wouldn't be
He wouldn't bad. Be a yeah. bad Riddler. I think yeah, he would be a good sure. one. Look, she's...
Do you, yes. Do you want me to turn absolutely.
The AC on?
Yeah, it's getting a little hot in here. My face is getting flushed.
I get why they did the villains the way they did, because here's the thing about this storyline. I heard you guys out. And I agree with you, because it's so off from what we know of Batman and his villains and his rogues gallery. We have, you know, in Spider-Man, we have Sinister Six, and Batman, we have rogues gallery, and they don't die, and they always come right. back, and right. they're always there, and, like, they're almost just kind of friends with Batman, and they just fuck around with the city, you know?
Yep.
I get why they did the Penguin the way they did, because he didn't really have the Penguin name to himself. He was... Oswald.
Right.
Yeah. No, the Penguin was great.
He was great Loved because
him. What he that, is, he's coming up.
What they did is they introduced the two crime lords in Gotham City.
Batman's just 2 years old, right?
Yeah. Well, he's
just a little
baby.
He's
just a baby.
He's a little baby.
Toddler. The Riddler, I think a lot of these characters need to develop. Right. And the Riddler is one of those guys who, in this universe, I was surprised they called him the Riddler, but they had to because nobody would understand who Hush was. Hush right. is another major character who his entire motive is very Riddler-based, very troll-like, very dark web, and very trying to expose Batman, which was the whole fucking point of this movie.
Yeah.
Hush accomplishes that in the comic book series.
That would have been way better. 100%.
But did you notice at one point they on the screen said Hush? And I was like, shit, they're going to turn him into Hush. But they... They kept him the Riddler.
They should have started that way.
So they blended.
Fuck, that would have been so much
They
better.
Blended the character. The character is the Riddler and the Hush character.
Lame.
Just like they kind of blended the Penguin with all the crime lords.
Right.
Penguin
right.
is going to be the top dog of the crime lords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now he's going to be, I mean, I think if anything, he ties in with Two-Face.
Uh-huh.
And they tie together. That was a dynamic that was supposed to happen in Batman Forever was Penguin and Two-Face, not Riddler and Two-Face. That's a weird one, right?
Yeah.
I still loved it.
Yeah, it was a good one. Except for those two actors hated each other.
I heard that. Yeah. I read that, yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones hated Jim Carrey.
I could see that. He seems like he wouldn't like to have a good time.
Like a crotchety old man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lee Jones.
I bet he's a brony.
Probably.
Could you imagine him in his brony outfit?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, little young whippersnappers. Nate's leaving now. I really got to talk shit about the Batman movie.
The thing, my biggest beef with all of it, aside from Riddler being trash, which I guess, if they combine those two characters, I still think that's dumb. But I just feel like they're constantly trying to, like, now, how dark can we get? Like, for years, like, it was, like, comic books that are fun. It was Adam West that was real cheesy and fun. It was even, like, you know, the old Batmans with Michael Keaton. Those are still a little cheesy. The Val Kilmer, so cheesy. And, oh, my God, the Mr. Freeze, the cheesiest of the cheese. But then it was, like, all right, we're reintroducing it with the Christopher Nolan as dark. Great. Love those. Love those being
real life
dark.
Scenario. Yeah.
Real life, like... The Joker, you know, on the darker side, yada, yada, great. And it was just like, we're pushing it even more. And then it was like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, very dark. He literally murders someone on TV. So dark. I get that. I like that. But then it's like a competition where it's like, how much darker can we get this? That's what I felt like with this movie, too. It was like a competition of let's make this even cringier, darker, creepier, more emo, more everything of being just dark instead of like a detective or a good storyline or something. Because some of the shit, like, yeah, they couldn't figure out that a rat with wings is a fucking bat. Like,
yeah, I figured.
And that's what I thought. That's where I thought it was going for. And then they went and they said Penguin. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm along for this journey. And then Penguin corrects them. And I was like, so that whole part was just pointless. Like
it was just to give him screen time. Screen time,
100%. It was to do that big ass car scene, and it was to give him screen time. And I mean, that was great. I loved it, but I don't know. I just felt like we're going down this path of like, let's make this darker than the last.
My problem,
and I don't get it.
I see where they were going, but my problem with this movie series is all this has been done before, and not just in comic books. Like we've literally seen this on film. This movie is a blend of The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. What happens? What does the Riddler do? He sets up a bunch of traps and kills people for Batman to find him. What does the Joker do?
Great.
Same thing.
What is the end result of The Dark Knight Rises? Bane literally blows up all the bridges in the fucking city to trap everybody inside and control the city. What does the Riddler do?
Mm-hmm.
The same exact thing.
Yeah, he just floods it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
there's nothing new with it. There's nothing fresh. At some point, these stories get tired.
This is
Spider-Man gets tired. Batman gets tired.
Reboot is what this is.
I've had enough. Definitely. Let's come up with a new story. That's why I didn't hate Morbius. Like, nice little segue into Morbius, but I didn't hate it. I didn't know the story. I didn't know anything about it. Okay, I'm on this journey because everything else, I've seen this done now like 12 fucking times.
Batman is a... If you hear me out on this one, I think this is a dark remake of Adam West's 1966 Batman. This is like year two. He has a leather mask. He has a weird nose cutout. He's making his own Batmobile out of some like random cool like concept car. And his Batcave, he rides his motorcycle down some stairs into some weird spot. Like always hooks up with Catwoman and fights multiple weird villains. I think this is a dark remake of Adam West. All we need is
the Adam West one. All those are in it. Penguin, yeah. Riddler, Joker. Because all four, except all four of them, get together.
Right. See. And then, oh,
I fucking don't test me on that movie. I fucking love that Adam West movie. It's my shit.
And remember, Alfred fights a couple villains too.
In the Adam West movie?
Well, he doesn't. TV series. He fights.
Oh,
Joker.
In the TV series, yes.
But okay. What happened with this? Alfred.
Right.
He's a fighter.
Well, that's what I liked about Gotham, too, is that he was a fighter, and he was, like, teaching Bruce Wayne and stuff like that.
Yep, ex-military.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just... All right. I've had enough.
I've had enough of this Batman. I think this...
One more thing. Pattinson should have been Batman Beyond.
You think Terry McGinnis?
Terry McGinnis. Been perfect.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I think we need to see a sequel. I think a sequel will help me determine where this is going because I don't think we need the Joker, right? Really, I don't think we
need
him.
Which they already cast one.
I know, and I don't like it, and I think he has way too many prosthetics, but we'll see. I mean, I didn't like Heath Ledger at first, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And it was, he's the best Joker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's him, Joaquin Phoenix, Jack Nicholson. Sorry. And then Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
He might be number two on my list.
Mark Hamill would be a great live-action Joker.
Yeah, he would be too.
I need to see Batman. I need to see a cleaned-up Bruce Wayne. I need to see him be the Playboy millionaire. I need to see him live the lifestyle, be Bruce Wayne in public, get into that politics side, and be a more refined Batman. I don't need Batman in a squirrel suit jumping off a building. That was cool. I get it, because the first time you jump off a building, you're not going to be like, oh, cool, my cape's going to take care of it.
Right.
Yeah, so I get
a
lot
the
of
thing.
That.
Is it he didn't fucking care about his life, so nothing mattered to him in this movie. Like, Alfred kind of did, but then even at the end, he talked shit about him when he was on his deathbed, like we were saying. Like, so nothing fucking mattered to him. Yeah, it'd be nice to see a Batman that, with Robert Pattinson, to see what he does, that cares and does more detective work and isn't just like, I don't give a fuck about my life. Literally, he says that in the movie.
Emo boy.
So emo.
What'd you guys think about the Joker YouTube?
Fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Joker, you didn't see it?
Yes, you did. I showed it to you. The extended version where it shows the Joker a little bit more. We thought it was it was Two-Face because you could see so much of his teeth.
He is literally the Joker from the PlayStation game.
Yeah.
Because he's like all, yeah, he's all diseased in that one. That's what this one looks like.
So, but if he's only 2 years deep in Batman, why is this?
It's so weird.
Here's my question. Who put him in there?
Maybe that was his first solve.
Well, Batman did, because in that extra scene, Batman's talking to him about how, and the Joker,
right, that's
they
the other thing. Each other.
Why didn't we get that?
Is I know that you said when I was talking shit about it via text, you're like, well, Batman's only 2 years old. But in that extra scene, the Joker says, you're always one step ahead, but this time you're two steps behind him. That's never happens. You're usually, you know, ahead of the game. Why the fuck was this Riddler different? Why was he right. dumb all of a sudden in this one movie?
Exactly. His riddles weren't that hard.
No, I figured it out.
Exactly. Like, real time, we were figuring these riddles out.
Makes you wonder how dumb the Joker was. Yeah. Or, like, what happened right. there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if he's so disfigured... And the director, Matt Reeves, said that his disfigurement came from birth. Which is a weird disfigurement. Like, that looks like someone who had his face in acid.
Right.
Yeah, so exactly. When I did that maybe happen? It was like Jack Nicholson falls into the vat. Maybe it was those chemicals that did it to him. But, like, that's how the Joker was made. Like, he wasn't disfigured from birth.
Right.
So that's weird.
And like I said, I like my Joker a little clean cut. Not Jared Leto style, but kind of, yeah. I want him to wear a suit. I want him to be the clown prince. Yeah. I want him to, you know, if he's going to be scarred up, let me see how he did it. Cut your face open. Cut it off. I don't give a fuck. Let me just see how you do it.
I want to see that Joker.
Yeah, that Joker.
That
Greg Capullo's Joker is pretty good. Yeah. So,
Did you know that the second Joker is coming out? Or it's being made?
Good.
With Joaquin.
Who's his Batman?
I don't think he's in it again.
Dude, I know they keep on making these movies without Batman, but the Joker needs Batman. Fucking Christian Bale and Heath Ledger said it when Heath Ledger was falling down the construction thing. Remind me about construction with Sony.
Your inimitable force comes to... possible pass or something like that. Is that what you're trying to
say? Yeah, yeah. And like he basically said, we need each other, you know?
Yeah.
How do you have a Batman universe and a Joker universe, and then you have this Justice League where none of them talk to each other?
Yeah.
And now we have three Jokers. We have Jared Leto, we have the dude from the Eternals, and we have Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
Turn it into Joaquin Phoenix. I don't care if he's that much older than Robert Pattinson. I thought
Joaquin was going to be Pattinson's Joker.
He has to be.
But... it can't be.
Now, my question is, do we have two Jokers? Do we have a mentor Joker?
Why?
Or do we have... because there's multiple Jokers.
It's too much. I've had enough.
I don't know. Anyway, you know what else is too much? Let's talk about this motherfucker. Jared Leto. He was the Joker.
Right.
He was...
with a grill.
With a grill. He was Dr. Michael Morbius, who was Sony's version of the Batman.
Okay. Unpopular opinion. I like Jared Leto. You can put the booze on me now, but I like Jared Leto. I had
part of his cult.
I probably would be a part of his cult. If it was for free, I would be a part of his cult. I saw him at Warped Tour way back in the day, 30 Seconds to Mars. I loved him then. I think he's amazing. Not in every role that he's been in. I don't like him as the Joker, but I also don't put that 100% on him. I know. His Joker was the worst. I get that.
I agree,
but I also do put 100% of the blame on him.
I hate it when you're drunk.
I am a little drunk, but I don't put the blame on him. Other than that, I think he's a great actor. I've seen him in a lot of roles that are really good. I think he's a handsome man. I don't know. I like 30 Seconds to Mars. Unpopular opinion, but I will stick by it.
You know what? I forgot to do the review sound.
Yeah, you did. The clap, the thing?
No, like the full introduction
thing.
Yeah,
wait, no, you did.
Did I do this one?
Yes, you did.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's when I said, pew, 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 review.
Mother trucker. Okay, so you like Jared Leto.
I like Jared Leto. I don't have anything really against him. He's a weird person.
Don't have a response to that.
So Morbius is a C-lister Marvel character.
D.
Okay. C-D.
V. Around for vampire.
Touche. And it came out as a C, D, or V movie.
So we can't review this because we're B movies and beyond.
And beyond. So beyond. Is that only B and A's or is that B and below?
No, you've...
boobs and ass. B&A's.
You've definitely reviewed trash movies.
I'm just still dumbfounded. You really like Jared Leto. Okay. Have you watched him in the Gucci movie?
Gucci.
No, I haven't seen that.
Gucci.
But I probably like him in it, to be honest.
He's like the Colin Farrell of that movie. Like he's, I think Colin Farrell's in that movie too. But he's like fat and he has a fat suit and stuff. And
yeah.
He's very Italian.
The House of Gucci. Yeah. Yes, it's the Lady Gaga.
Like he's a very Italian.
I've been wanting to watch it, but I need to find time when Nate is not around so I can watch it by myself because he doesn't want to see it. It doesn't
interest me in the slightest.
Like I said, if you go watch Rec Room for a Dream, amazing in that. If you go watch The Dallas Buyers Club, which he won the Best Supporting Academy Award for.
He had AIDS in that one, right?
Yes, that whole movie's about AIDS.
All of them got it, right?
They all have AIDS.
All have every AIDS. Single one. Everyone has AIDS.
Except Jennifer Garner. She does not have AIDS in that movie.
I need that as a button. Yeah.
Everyone has AIDS.
I don't think you'll get a lot of use out of that button, though.
Oh, Ryan
I hope
would.
You don't get a lot of use would. Out of
I
that
would
button.
I would find a use for that one like this one, like everyone has AIDS. And oop, I went too far. I have another page.
Oh, my
cool.
God.
Cool. Gay.
Hey, you got plenty of room for AIDS.
I can have... Yes.
Either way, I think he's a good actor.
I don't like this
story. I think
story.
He's been put in poor, I think he's chosen poor roles for him as an actor. I don't think he should have been the Joker. I didn't hate him as Morbius, though. I don't know.
He could.
I didn't hate this movie.
Warner Brothers fucked up the Joker. Jared Leto went with it. If Jared Leto had any staying power as an actor or a thespian and his method acting capabilities, he would have said, no. Let's make the Joker a little grungy.
Yeah.
Right, because Jared Leto, he wasn't like, yeah, put me in a grill. I highly doubt he said that. And I fucking hated that about his Jared Leto.
But
about his Joker.
The worst part about that
laugh.
Joker
I
was his
it.
Laugh. And
I
that's
it.
All him. And it was...
What is his laugh? He's just like, ah, 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 ah. He sounds like the aliens from Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
It's not great. I'll give you that. But a lot of the other things, like I said, I don't blame him for the styling. They made him a gangster like Jack Nicholson, but they made him a 2020 or whatever movie.
He would have been a fantastic 1920s style, like,
mobster. Because they made him into, like, this little hood guy that
he's
not.
He would have been
not.
A cool ass, like, Dom, or what's his name, Capote, like full-on like Chicago
like,
style gangster.
He would have been great on like a Boardwalk Empire or something like that, for sure. So that's what I'm saying, is that's why I don't hate
him
completely.
He would have been a cool Mexican cartel Joker. That would have been cool.
That's why I don't hate him completely.
Joaquin Phoenix could do that. He's partially of a man of culture.
Anyways, back on track of Morbius.
Why did you like Morbius?
I liked Morbius because
I liked his villain.
The Doctor Who?
The sure.
Is no. that it was Doctor Who, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's Doctor
yeah,
Who.
You asked me in the movie and I was like, I don't watch it. So.
He has a weird facial structure, but
he's fucking weird looking.
Yeah.
Did he have a bunch of prosthetics?
I think that was just his face.
That's just his face.
That's
I
his
think.
Face. Like, dude, his face like
weird.
Had a big jaw or a small jaw.
And like huge eyebrow line.
How did he become an actor? I don't know.
Doctor Who. British people.
British, yeah.
You don't need to look good over in
that's Matt right. Smith, Britain. Yeah. Yeah, dude, he's goofy looking. He looks like he would be in Harry Potter for sure.
I'm surprised he hasn't been in.
Yeah.
Like, he would be a... He, like,
he'd fit
if,
right in.
Since I don't know anything about Harry Potter, I think this guy would be like a
he's
Snape.
Like
a,
he's like Voldemort when he's young before he gets his nose cut off and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You liked as a villain?
Yeah, because like he was his best friend and then he just turned out to be nothing like he thought. And then they both had the same powers and it was a cool fight scene. And
oh, kind of like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that part was predictable, but I don't know.
Yeah,
when I go to...
predictable, but still.
When I go to
how
movies,
did Morbius
yeah.
turn into Spider-Man? I mean, Morbius.
When I go to movies like this, I don't expect to be surprised. I go in knowing I'm watching a fictional superhero movie.
Right.
And I'm going to go in. I'm going to enjoy this because this is going to be fun. I don't need to sit here and think. This isn't some fucking crazy ass movie that I need to think about. Like, thank you, Ryan. I knew you were going to play those claps. So that's why I liked it. I don't know the Morbius story. So that was interesting to me. Yes, it was a little Batman-ish at times.
It's a little Spider-Man-ish.
Especially. It's a combo of the two, for sure.
Well, to be fair, he is a Spider-Man villain.
In my mind, I was like, how did Marvel figure out how to make another Spider-Man-type character with Batman? Like, he basically morphed himself into Batman
with bat via blood.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, like you said, villain, and it's a fucking Marvel movie. You go in. The whole time my nurse brain was thinking, the fuck blood disease do you possibly have that you need blood transfusions 3-4 times a day? That does not fucking exist. You'd be dead already. That would not happen.
And where do you get that much blood?
So I just accept, but that's what I mean. You go in accepting.
That's where the blue blood comes
in. This is what I believe. Yeah, this is, okay, you have this disease. That fucking sucks. So you found a cure for it. It is a bat. You are now a vampire bat Morbius man person.
Batman. You're a true Batman.
Yeah, I guess so.
Basically, Morbius is Lizard Man because Lizard Man tried to do the same thing, try to regrow his arm, turn into a lizard. Morbius tried to heal his blood, turned into a bat.
Like Lizard turned back and forth from being like a human to a lizard.
Exactly.
Just like Batman.
It's a very Marvel thing to go back and forth on these.
The dichotomy of it. Yeah. What was it? Was it Stan Lee or was it the guy who created Superman? I think it was Stan Lee. He's like, every superhero needs to have a fault. And every villain needs to have an actual physical fault. So the villains will be stronger and they'll have more powers, but it could be taken away a lot easier and it's up to the villain. Like Venom. Venom is one of those things where he's more powerful than Spider-Man.
Right.
However, Spider-Man can destroy him with loud noises.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, and that scares away the alien. I'm preaching Venom to the most Venom
person ever.
Yeah. I heard nothing but shit talk about this movie. And for weeks, I was like, why is this movie not out? And how come it sucks so bad? And there was reshoots and they were getting rid of things. My biggest problem with this movie is just like the Joker, Morbius doesn't have his villain. He doesn't have his dude. You know, the Joker has Batman. Morbius is supposed to have Spider-Man. And I feel like Sony, and I read something on Reddit where someone basically outlined Sony put all their eggs into one basket and said, we're creating this universe and we're going to create these villains and we're going to give them their movies, but they didn't know who their Spider-Man was going to be. Mm-hmm. And they still don't. And they were banking off No Way Home to define Sony's Spider-Man. They're waiting for Marvel to figure that out to give them their Spider-Man back.
Yep.
Meanwhile, they have two of them. They have Andrew Grace and Topher Garfield. Yeah. And
what did you just say? Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Them too. They're part of it as well.
All four of them.
So the fact Morbius doesn't have a Spider-Man is... it's so open right now.
I didn't hate that because I don't know who Morbius is. So to me, this was just an Origins movie. I don't know who you are. Thank you for telling me who you are. Thank you for introducing yourself, and now I can go along in this journey with you. So now, in the next movie, when you do become either an anti-hero or you become a full-on villain and you need Spider-Man or something like that, I will be on this journey with you because now I know who you are. Versus some other movies, if I don't know who the fuck you are, why do I care about you? I don't.
That's a very good point because the Sinister Six is supposed to be the villains. Uh-huh. However, we have two movie franchises right now who are anti-heroes, Morbius and Venom.
Right.
They're not technically Sinister Six.
Right.
So since Sony doesn't have their Spider-Man right now, they have two heroes and they're developing the Sinister Six again. So this is coming about. So the villains draw them in, but they draw back out. If you notice, Michael Morbius is a vegan vampire. He didn't want to be a vampire, so he created fake blood. So he can...
Well, he created fake blood before he was a vampire.
Yes.
Right, that was his thing.
That was his thing because he had veganism, this blood. Yeah. No, it's because he had his blood disease. And you can only get so many blood donations and everything else. I mean, when you think about it, he's sucking up all the blood donations and him and whoever, whatever else has this mysterious disease too, right? So I get that. I get why he did that. I'm on board. I'm on board with that because that makes complete sense. He's kind of he's a genius. I get that. Okay. We've had that in other movies too. You're like a kid genius and whatever. I do agree that he just moved, like, bypassed a fuse, but you know what? Whatever. That made him a genius in that movie, and then he did. They got his PhD and yada, yada, yada. And so.
It's just like how that dude was like, wow, you fixed something in like 30 seconds that took 13 years to make.
Well, maybe in 1960, they didn't think about, or 1970 or whatever, they hadn't bypassed fuses at that point then, Ryan. So maybe he was the first to ever do that. But this is what I'm saying is, like, have an open mind to this. Be on this journey with him. And I get it.
I agree with you. I didn't hate this movie as much as I came into with my expectations of hating this movie.
You at first were like, I don't know if I want to see that in our group text. I don't know. I guess I have nothing better to do.
Going into it, you're like, I'm going to need more beer.
I was very vocal. Even on the podcast, I was like, this looks like a pile of shit.
Which, okay, this is what we had talked about this. These are my handwritten notes because I don't like to type on a computer and I like to write things down. You guys liked the fucking entrails.
The mushrooms.
Hated that.
They're all on mushrooms.
So tell me why you guys liked that.
Because they were on mushrooms.
Okay, so what we're talking about is the entrails of the CGI.
Vampire-ish.
But when? When is that a vampire thing? They didn't do it in Blade.
Twilight.
Morbius.
They don't do it in Twilight either.
It's Morbius's thing. Because he's not really a vampire.
That was his sonos, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was like his bat radar.
Right.
His real radar.
The bat radar, I liked that when he did that and it was like, and it was like dust and you could see that. Yeah. But when he was fighting and he had all those.
Yeah, it was all of his senses going off at once.
Yeah, if you notice like in Batman movies, like when they show bats flowing, they show their like entrails.
I don't know. I didn't like that. That was the one thing I did not like because a lot of the critics were saying the CGI was trash.
It was
that's
too much.
What I was reading. And so that's when I got it. I was like, oh, these entrails are shit. I hate all these entrails with it. But you guys liked it. But then you guys didn't like the faces.
Oh, yeah. The faces were stupid as shit.
They were weird.
Yeah. It was way too much.
I liked the faces. I liked them. They looked like bats. And that was the whole premise.
Right. Yeah. In the comics,
that
he does, his face is bat-ish.
But he got bat blood, so now he kind of looks like a fucking bat.
I guess they explained it a little bit better in the movie because in the comic, he's just 100% bat. Like, he has that face the entire time. Right. He can't, like, switch from back to.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's Marvel likes to go back and forth type of deal.
Sony.
And yeah, Sony.
This is Sony. Right. They're unsure of who this guy is. But they did explain it. Like, it is when he does get the blood or when he does not get the blood.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. He becomes more bat-like when he becomes more thirsty.
Yeah.
Like, it's just those bat instincts kicking in.
This would have been an opportune time to introduce Blade.
I think the next Morbius movie will have Blade. Because who's the new... There is a new Blade coming out.
It's Jon Snow.
Yeah.
No.
No, not him.
No, it's
Black Dude. No, not him. He's the Dark Knight. Sorry. Right. Blade was in that part, though.
The Dark Knight was Batman.
Or not the Dark Knight.
Why is everything back
the
to Batman?
The Dark... It is... What's his name? Black Knight. Yeah. He's a white, very white dude.
Right.
He's the Black
Jon
Knight.
Jon Snow is Black Knight.
Black Knight. That's what I'm thinking
of. It's Marshall.
Which I think it would be a good Blade.
Yeah.
Morbius and Blade cross paths constantly. And then Spider-Man will jump in and be like, don't kill him. He's a good guy. But then
to who?
Like,
to Blade or to Blade. Morbius?
Yeah, because Blade's a full-out good guy. He's not like back and forth. Morbius is back and forth. But Blade wants to kill him because sometimes he eats people.
How come all these people listen to Spider-Man?
Because he's pure.
And you don't know who he is. So you don't know that he's 16, 19, right. 20, whatever.
Black, white.
Yeah, you have no idea.
But everybody knows his feats and everybody knows that he's very good.
Yeah. He's like the Superman. Everyone listens to Superman, right?
Exactly.
That's true. It's funny that all
Stan Lee's Superman. 100%.
These people who have, these superheroes have created their entire livelihood on destroying villains, listen to a 16-year-old kid.
Right. I don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, there's some countries where, like, you become king when someone dies and you're, like, four.
Wakanda?
So...
Wakanda.
Wakanda. Morbius. Forever. Okay, the girl. That was shooting like crazy. The girl doctor, yes. What was her name? She was Martine Bancroft.
Yeah, because I think Black Cat is Morbius's main squeeze. And then...
Well, like, why is Spider-Man trying to save that dude?
I don't know.
Because Black Cat is a way hotter piece than Mary Jane and right. or Gwen Stacy, and she's into Spider-Man.
But, yeah, I was going to say, but eventually they do bone, so...
Morbius and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Or all three of them. Isn't there a scene of, like, Mary Jane and Black Cat? Or is that, like, a dream?
I think that's a dream.
That's a Spider-Man dream.
Like, is that
that's
a Ryan dream?
No, it's in a comic. It's right. seriously... Spider-Man's, like, he's in a coma or some sort of dream.
And right, because it's, like, at the point where he hasn't married Mary Jane, but, like, still has a thing with Black Cat, and then, yeah.
Side note, do you know how many characters get married?
There's quite a few.
We are doing a comic book themed cake. Sorry to go back to our wedding. But we are doing, like, comic book, like, pictures, like, screen, like, on, like, put onto the, you can do, like, a face onto, like, a cake.
Of, like, wedding, yeah.
Yeah, of weddings. There's a lot.
Yeah, have you read the X-Men? Like, everybody gets married there.
Yep. Yeah. That is the Mr. and Mrs. X, which is, okay.
So Wolverine Rogan, bones what's her? many
oh,
women.
Oh, many.
Oh, yeah.
Never gets married.
Nope, he's, I think I'm more Wolverine than everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
So. Yeah, our table placements where you sit are, it's not a number, it is, like, a theme, and it, like... It's just marriage. It's just like couples getting married. It's like Deadpool. You're at the Deadpool table and it's Deadpool getting married. Or you're at the Batman table and it's him getting
Who's
married.
Who's Deadpool marry?
She doesn't have a face.
Nope.
It's just like... I mean, that's all I can tell you. She doesn't have a face.
It's just like a random person.
I'll show you all these pictures
I'm
afterwards,
also like
Ryan.
Deadpool. All right, back to Morbius.
Sorry.
This movie, to me, it didn't conclude. Like, the final scene...
I don't think it was supposed to.
I don't want to spoil too much on this one because I feel like this actually has... I want to see where it goes. Mm. The final scene was very lackluster. It was short. There was no action.
Well,
and
I mean, he didn't cure his... You know how the blue blood was working less and less? He didn't fix that.
Yeah.
So he's going to run out of blue blood and then he's going
to
be evil.
Well, isn't that why he's more like an anti-hero? Because he wants to... hunt
right that's
like
why
pedophiles,
he's gonna be okay
which
this
that's
is what's,
fine
this is what's gonna happen Tom Holland he's gonna be the Spider-Man Venom,
I hope not
he is
I hope it's Andrew Garfield
nope it's gonna be Tom Holland
why do you say that though
because Venom knows Tom Holland from the TV screen via the Venom
but does he just know that because he sees the costume and not the person
no he sees the person I think
Venom the Venom symbiote
But like you said, he knows everyone, though.
Tobey Maguire Venom.
Yeah, he knows all of that, yeah.
Right. Since the Tobey Maguire Venom hates Spider-Man, that's why the new Venom hates Spider-Man.
But that's what I'm saying. So if they all know him just as Spider-Man, then they hate all Spider-Man, right. Which means that they know all three Spider-Man, right?
But in the movie, he sees Tom Holland. So Tom Holland's going to be the Spider-Man for Venom. And Morbius says, I am Venom, meaning he's in that universe... And that's why him and Venom are going to go against Tom Holland.
I see.
And then the Vulture.
Yeah, he knows that Spider-Man too.
Michael Keaton knows Tom Holland. So he's going to be that.
Here's the thing.
Where's your boo button? Because I want Andrew Garfield. So
it's
going to
be Tom Holland.
I'm going to give Nate this one.
Boo. I get what you're saying. I just want it to be Garfield.
But there's going to be two Venoms. Because a piece of the symbiote was left in the MCU. Venom went back to Venom's universe.
He did. Yes.
There was a chunk
of
the symbiote that stayed in the MCU.
So that could be whoever that globs onto, Garfield might need to take care of that one.
No, that would be Tom Holland's. He stays in Holland's MCU. He gets zapped back.
You know who it's going to be? The new Flash Thompson.
Mm. So it's not going to be Tom Hardy and then anymore. At that, it's going to be the same Venom, but it's not going to be Tom Hardy. It's going to be Flash Thompson.
Have you heard my theory on this too. One?
I want Tom Hardy and Andrew Garfield.
I have a theory that they're going to have their own Tom Hardy in the MCU. He'll look exactly the same, but he'll be Eddie Brock. He'll be the big buff, has his shit together, doesn't have his shit together, news
so wait,
like,
wait,
photographer.
Will it be Tom Hardy?
My theory is that there's two Tom Hardys.
I mean, I would love that. That'd be
an
like
MCU
that
one.
That would be like Jet Li in the one. Okay.
Yeah,
where yes, it's just all him. Yes, and he's just fuck yes. I would be down for that.
And you have the Venom with the big spider on it.
Give
and you have the other Venom.
Yeah. Because
I don't want to recast Eddie Brock. Tom Hardy
and
is perfect.
I don't want that 70s shows back.
No.
Fuck. Topher Grace. God. Could you get a skinnier man?
What? How was that even an option? It's just
This is
so
why
bad.
I don't trust Sony. that movie is the reason I lost all faith in what Sony provided.
Do you know how excited I was for Spider-Man 3?
Me too.
I was so fucking pumped. I was how old? I was like 17, 18. I don't even know how long ago it was, but I was so excited to see that movie.
I saw that movie at 4 a.m.
Yes, exactly.
Right, when they had still the midnight showings.
Midnight
yes.
showing, 100% mm-hmm. went to that, and I was like, that 70s show, why? And then just, downhill from there.
Have you ever left a movie and the sun is coming up?
Yeah.
And the worst part is, do you remember The Hangover when they walk out and the sun's coming up?
No.
That movie was that bad, that's how I felt leaving that movie theater. I was leaving Dave and Buster's off Colorado Boulevard, and I had to go to work the next few hours, and I was like, oh my God, what did I just watch? And I was sleeping halfway through, and I was like, this movie was stupid.
I felt that way. I did that with Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skulls. I'd work the next day, and I saw that midnight showing.
Peter said he fell asleep during that one, and he
I went
it.
And saw it with Peter, and I fell asleep as well. Yeah.
I watched Fantastic Four, the new one.
Oh!
I remember just staring off into the blackness, not even watching the screen. I was staring off. I was so bored with the movie.
That movie had no direction.
Oh,
just,
my God.
And that's what my biggest fear with Morbius was. There was no direction. I mean, I could see where they went, but yeah. I don't need a movie that sets too much up. Like, give me a movie to, like, let me know what's going on.
I agree and disagree.
That's what Marvel's kind of doing is they like to set up.
Which I appreciate that because then you know them. Because then you don't want a Justice League where we went to that and
exactly.
I was like, who the fuck are all these people? And I don't care about any of them right now.
Yep.
So that's why I do kind of like that they do these big setups because maybe you're not as enthused this round, but as a person who knows nothing about them, I'm very enthused. Like, tell me about them. Okay, now I know who they are. Versus, like, the fucking, I know who the Flash is just because I'm kind of a nerdy person. But if you don't know the Flash, you don't fucking care.
Right.
If you don't know, I did 100% did not know Cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah, no one knows.
Gave zero shit about that guy in the movie.
I thought Cyborg was Steel. Remember him?
Oh,
the big Shaq version of Superman.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. See, this, like, you could just, who are you? You don't care.
Yep. Well, do you recommend Morbius for people?
Yes.
I still don't. The way they shoehorned in Vulture at the end, I'm like,
that was unnecessary. But that's such a small part of the movie that who fucking cares?
Yeah,
it's bringing in the multiverse.
It's them trying, and that's in the credits.
Morbius could have been like what they did with the Hulk in Thor. The Hulk can't have his own standalone movie, so he has to be like a guest in everybody else's movie.
He did have a standalone movie.
Which one?
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I didn't hate that.
Universal owned that movie.
I liked it.
Universal owns the rights to the Hulk.
It's still canon.
I still like it.
No, but like now he cannot. Mark Ruffalo cannot have his own movie.
Right.
Sure, but that's fine because he already has his own. I don't give a fuck about who it is.
Morbius.
I now learned who the Hulk is. I learned how he became the Hulk.
Morbius should have been a villain in a Venom movie. That's all I got to say.
I'm all about more Venom movies, so yes, I agree.
Yes! Yes! Oh!
Yeah, I'll have what she's having.
Oh, God.
I don't think Nate's ever seen that movie, have you?
It's long. No, I don't know what that's from.
I'll have what she's having.
It's from When Harry Met Sally. I've
never seen it.
Oh, okay.
And you know what that is? That is recommendations.
Oh, nice.
I'll have what she's having.
Give us your recommendation.
Do you like how I threw you in that one?
We'll start with Ryan, because I don't think Nate has a recommendation yet.
What are we recommending?
Whatever you want to.
A movie to watch, or anything to watch.
Like, even a porno.
Old, new, porn,
Stop. Ryan, you go first.
Sonic 2. It's coming out this week, and everybody should go see it. Nikki, you got a recommendation?
I do have a recommendation. It is not a movie. It is on Hulu. And so, fun fact, I work a night shift. And so the night before, I try to stay up as late as possible, and I watched about 6 episodes of this, just killing my brain. It's on Hulu.
Is it Pam and Tommy?
No, but I do want to watch that.
That's really good, by the way.
No, I was in a cult mood. So.
Hence the Jared Leto and Morbius. You like it. I get it.
Yeah, so it's on Hulu. I can't find the name of it, but it's on Hulu, and it's technically on A&E, and it's like Cults and Extreme Beliefs. It is a series. It's like 8-10 episodes. I think it's 10 because the first 8, I believe, are just, each episode is different, and it's about different cults. A lot of these cults y'all have heard of because it is the, shout out to Peter, the Mormon Church of Latter-day Saints.
Those Mormons.
It's technically something different. It's like the first or it's FDLS. So they have something a little different. Jehovah's Witness is in one of them. The other cult is...
Wait, so they're classifying these religions as cults?
Yes. Because some of them, the extreme parts of them are cults. You had no idea that Jehovah's Witness are literally as bad as the Catholics when it comes to pedophiles and how they move people around and they are never charged with pedophilia and it's impossible to get them charged with it because no one will like stand up and no one believes the kids and it's fucked up. So if you want to sit and have a good few hours of fucked up shows, which I personally love murder shows and cult shows, go watch this. It's very interesting.
Very nice.
Nate, do you have any weird cults you join or like whatever you recommend?
What do you think we should watch?
Well, if you want a tearjerker, I recommend Fox and the Hound.
First of all, why is it called tearjerker?
It's sad. When like the grandma
How do you
is, like,
jerk tears out of you?
Oh, it's the saying? You're talking about the saying?
That's a weird saying.
Well, yeah, because whatever it is jerking tears out of you. Like, it's pulling, you don't want to cry.
It's jerking your emotions.
It's pulling it. It's pulling at your heartstrings.
You've turned jerk into a sexual thing, and that's the problem.
I think that's where you're skewing it.
Jerk could be a lot of things.
Yes. Just jerking my tears out. Just milking it.
The Fox and the Hound? Really? Yeah,
it's a solid movie.
Terrible.
Solid movie. Gets me every time.
I have a funny story about the Fox and the Hound. My mom's a teacher, was a teacher. And one of her first couple years as herself being a teacher instead of like a para, she made the children write about their favorite movie. And first and second grade bilingual kids, like, they don't know how to write. So she's reading one and she's like, what does this say? And the kid just nonchalant, it's the fucking the Hound. The fucking the Hound is my favorite movie.
Stop. My mom used to babysit kids before she became a nurse, and she had a kid that her favorite movie was fucking Hound.
The fucking the Hound.
The fucking the Hound. Yep. I think that's just a thing.
The fucking,
fucking
Hound.
Fucking Hound. You can't say Fox.
Miles tells the fuck.
Yep.
Fucking tails.
Fucking tails.
Nate, Nikki, thanks for joining.
Me.
Thanks for keeping me on top of this. And as always,
let's talk about Sonic next week.
Let's talk about Sonic next week. Let's do that. And the best thing to do is support us. Do it now. Smash that like and subscribe button. And as me and Peter say, beyond it up. And you can pew pew out.
Pew pew. Pew pew review. Pew pew pew. Don't take my stay.
Oh, sorry.
Pew.
Pew pew, bitch.
Be sure to visit themoviesbeyond.com.
Pew pew, fucking bitch.